As you evolve in this reality, you quickly learn that it's not a reality where you can have like a very big circle around you. It can quickly get infiltrated and muddy and hijacked in many, many ways. And our relationships are one of the first and main aspects through which a lot of distraction is engineered. So I had a lot of programming actually to kind of break down until I got to this point where I'm very much more cautious about the circle around me, right? A few years back, 10 years ago, I was falling for many operations of distraction. Much of my curiosity was being used to send me here and there. And I can say I was easily distracted by many of these operations. So in this video, I want to talk a little bit more about handlers and handling. And actually, this is also going to be one of the topics that I address in my new upcoming course called Navigating Complex Relationships. So at first, because fire creation beings are surrounded by simulation, it's a great way to spot a fire creation beings. A fire creation being is to see the engineering all around them. Now, there is engineering around other types of beings who are not fire creation beings at this present moment, and they are also handled. This allows a much more easier access also, so they can be also better handlers for fire creation beings. So at first, when I would say when I trace back my own story, I noticed that there were a lot of backdrop handlers. It was enough. It wouldn't stimulate a lot of memory. It would just be mostly a mind relationship with an AI program. And because I had also, because it that, you know, there was so much simulation all around me in my family, in school, backdrop handlers were enough. At a certain age of mine. Later on came more conscious handlers or corrupted reels who were used to handle and who are still up to this day being used for distraction, mainly for triggering as well, for pushing me into reactive behaviors. So I've crossed paths with handlers who were more skilled, maybe, and who actually had accepted to play the role of handlers to manage their handlies here in this reality. And they actually like this role in this life. They have signed also contracts to have this function in their in the darker role that they have chosen to play here. Now, you will usually find a great percentage of handlers in the beings who have chosen to play on the dark side. They are often being recruited by dark faction groups in order to play certain roles. So we can also say that they are puppeted by these dark groups. Usually much further than they are aware of, and they are usually greatly lying to themselves about the shadow work that they are not doing. And they are also very skilled at presenting themselves under another light. Like it's very rare that you would see on the scene people who blatantly are endorsing that they are dark characters in this life, and where it's transparent. Usually it's not transparent, and you are deceived into signing things that you're not really aware of. So it really plays on your unconscious, on your wounding, on your programming. These beings are also really skilled at triggering your programming. But a great reminder is to know that they are under contract with ET factions, that they are greatly puppeted, and usually they are being fooled by their ego, though they also usually try to hide that big ego that is kind of leading their life, and also that make them really vulnerable to be accessed, because we are accessed through our ego, which is really linked to the shadow work that we need to do here. Now, it's a system here where your own gifts are being used to trap you even further, your own abilities. Now you also have implants like the savior implants that is heavily used also for distraction and to kind of derail you from where you were, where you would be heading if you weren't distracted constantly. Now, they are also unconscious handlers. These are more like fragmented beings. Sometimes they are on the border with sociopathic behavior or very fragmented in multiple personalities, very sociopathic. These can be also spirited individuals, and they will be playing a role of handlers in your life if you are someone who wants to do the work, who has decided to play more of a light role in this life. Now, if you look back on your life, as I'm doing with mine, you will see that many beings were sent by the programs to play a role of covert handling, to be saboteur, distractor, and disruptor. You will find a lot of engineered romances, and actually a lot of romances are started on the base of beta sex kitten programming. So we could say it's not really love if it's being started by accessing your programming that has been installed for a very specific purpose. So if you are fire creation, if you are honest with yourself, looking back at your life, you will see that that's how a lot of your romance got started. Your programming got accessed, and you would not have chosen that if your programming were accessed. And usually your sexual personalities were accessed and kind of coming more to the forefront. So you would think that their thoughts, their decisions, their behaviors were your own, where it was like more of a mix. Many beings are actually very skilled to hook into you and to use love bite methods to confuse you, to cord you, and to really like drag you into their field, and so you would become addicted to them. Of course, this is a manipulative techniques, and you are, when doing that, you are kind of infringing on the free will of someone, playing with your gifts and your skills if you are real. Now, some handling patterns that have been really complex for me to peer through where when there is like a trace of a spirit. And actually, I cross-passed with quite many of these templates where the spirit has left. And for me, they make really great handlers, because you know that there is like a realness to them, but that realness has gone. And now they are easily accessed by the programs to play the role of handlers. Many of them are handling many different scenes here. Now, each handler has their own style. So we really need time to unfold all of these handling templates and handling styles. We have many different handlers in our lives. So we have actually several handlers being actively handling us at different stages of our life. Now, it can be more in the past if you are doing the work to limit the access to you in your life, which is amazing. You know, you definitely can, but I, considering the reality we live in, I don't know if a life with 0% handling is really possible here. There are always attempts, and obviously you have also all the gang stalkers who are handlers, who are often AI beings, so they are not real, and who you will find a lot if you still work with different postage system, for example. So you will find them at your doorstep. And money is often also used to cord you deeper with different handlers. So that's why all the programming is kind of entangled. Now, the more powerful handlers are the spirited ones, the spirited handlers. They might have some memory of what this realm is about, and they usually have some active abilities. Now, they will be used to discourage you to place boundaries in your life. They will be used to distract you, to direct how your energy is being invested. They are there to trigger programming, to trigger your alters, and to make you, this realm has gotten us addicted to negative attention. This is because of how the body is designed with all the dopamine circuits and how even technology is designed and all of that. So we are usually, we can experiment a lot of negative core beliefs if we are not receiving any attention, if we are rejecting the negative one and not receiving much of the positive one. So this is another way the system kind of can trap us even further due to boredom. Now, a lot of handlers will access your people-pleasing alters. I used to be finding my own handlers. I used to be running to them. I used to be contacting them. So it was easy. I would say it was my report system, the system that is working against me within me, that was kind of triggered, and I was mistaking it for my own thoughts. Now, a lot of handling is also organized due to fixed synchronicities, where you meet your new romantic interest that is brought to you by the program. They are instructed to come to you. Sometimes they will even tell you they were instructed. If you listen carefully to what they say, you will pick up that they were instructed. Their alters were instructed to come and contact you. And they were also sent to handle your alters, your people-pleasing alters, to access them, to trigger them, and to, they will contact you at a specific moment. Usually they are tied to the matrix inverted principle, which kind of work against you. So they will, you will feel it in your energetic field. It's not nice. It feels intrusive and violating. A lot of these handlers are under contract with the cabal, whether they know it or not. And they often unknowingly work quite actively for the cabal, while they will never admit that on a conscious level. Now, there are different calibers in handlers that we find, and it depends on their abilities. Of course, all the suffering that is organized here is a big distraction. It's the main and most convincing distraction of the game. Suffering feels so real, doesn't it? And when you suffer, what can you build? No, you just are working to get yourself out of suffering. Now, a lot of handlers are under mind control, different layers of it. You will often have what is called Stockholm syndrome. it's a deep attachment towards your handlers. You don't see them as they are. You perceive them in a very attached way, because you have bonded with them. And sometimes you had even your best moment with them. You laugh with them. You see the most beautiful sceneries with them. So would you really enjoy a really nice cottage if it's to spend time with different handlers around you? It might be beautiful, the most beautiful, pristine sceneries here, but you are in pain and in suffering as you are surrounded by handling and triggers and just a lot of psychological and emotional pain. Yeah, something that is very needed is to dissolve this false image that is created around handlers, because usually you've been gaslit. They are great at gaslighting you, making you see reality one way, love bombing you as well. They are usually quite skilled at throwing a compliment here and there, but in the signature you will feel that there is no real appreciation and respect for who you are as a being. So I would say there is no real love with main handlers. Now, there are degrees to handling and we are all doing it to some percentage, but you will feel when it's more like a periphery handling in the relationship, which happen in a certain degree in all relationships here. But if both beings are actively working on becoming more conscious about it and working to do something about it as it erupts, as it happens in the daytime reality, then it's not as worrying as a main handler who really was sent for restriction and repression and keeping you busy with something, keeping you repressed, just keeping you engaged in the relationship so you don't reach out to maybe other reels who will really benefit your work, who will really benefit who you are as a being. So when you break ties with a handler, you might experience withdrawals, and your wound of non-recognition might be triggered, especially if they are on the narcissistic spectrum or on the very cold spectrum. Because they can discard, dismiss without a heart, and they really think that they have it all figured out, and they really think that how they see reality is the truth, which is a big trap here, because many beings are brilliant here, but if you get too deep and think too much of your own brilliance, then the system's gonna trap you, and it's gonna trap you through your own ego. And a lot of beings here are trapped through ego seduction, actually, and hooks. Now, a few handlers are also sent to put you in specific brain states, sometimes the delta brain state, which is a very programmable state. And if you go to sleep with this state being very active, you're being reprogrammed during nighttime. So this has consequence. Now, you will end up with torture echoes in your field by when you are in close proximities of your handlers, which are there to trigger your core wounds. Handlers usually do lack empathy, whether they are backdrops or corrupted reels. They have lost the whole spectrum of relating. And you will often see that they are addicted to this drama triangle, victim, savior, persecutor programming, and that they are looping and looping within that drama triangle. Now, the experience you are having with your handler is very programmed. This is a programmed experience. It influences your perceptions of yourself, of this reality. It triggers programming. You may have friends, or you would like to think they are friends, but they are in fact saboteurs. You have many corrupted reels who are projecting a lot more than necessary, because they are refusing to do their own shadow work, because they are they are giving in without much resistance of their spirit. That's the experience they are choosing to have here. Now, sometimes your cognitive dissonance will be triggered. Your programming will be triggered because you don't want to accept that this is another ending episode and it's very hard to find your real allies or good clients or so on. So you might hold on to that false reality living field that where you want to see things a certain way, you want to convince yourself to see things a certain way until maybe you have no choice and you are kind of, you know, the life situations are kind of confirming what you already know in terms of frequency signature reading. Now, of course, you have like all the gang stalkers are there for obvious stalking, and you will also find many handlers in your dream space. The dream space is a very handled space generally. You will see handlers from your daytime reality appear here and there. Sometimes handlers you haven't seen for years will appear there. Now, it depends the degree of handling, but some of your handlers, you will need to permanently avoid them for your highest interest. Now it gets complicated when they are in your family, especially as parents or children, I would say. These are the two hardest kind of situation settings. And especially if they are kind of covering their handling style, you know, it's not obvious narcissistic handling, but it's like very controlling, very triggering, very upsetting, just meant to interfere and disrupt what you are doing. Now, handlers usually have a lot of cover memories and false memories about what they are really doing in this realm. They really don't see it as you see it if you break through programming. They are seeing it another way. And if you tune to them psychically, you'll be able to kind of sense how they are seeing reality and what is motivating them. And, you know, their whole distorted perception. I haven't met any handler who had full awareness about what they were being used for. The program usually take advantage of their dark choices. And they are themselves, maybe they might not be aware of the depth of the torture that they are participating in. Now, some handlers have some awareness about that, but a lot are in cognitive dissonance about that as well. So they are sticking to the false memories, to the cover memories of what is happening. Now, here it's a system where, you know, there is a lot for us to do. We have to do a lot in our 3D reality before being actually able to sit down and work on a project that we like. Or there are lots of 3D things. There is an order of things and we are all busy with these things, trying to upgrade our living spaces, trying to keep a high frequency or up level or frequency as well. I would say that one of the easiest way to limit handling is at the very beginning, when they contact you for the first time, to notice how are they trying to hook in and where does in your body, I mean, in your field, in your programming, where is it plugging in? Because usually you already can tell, you might fall for the love bombing that they are rubbing it like, but at this stage, it's usually easier to just not answer, not to be in reaction of this matrix proposition. So I would say that this is how we can save ourselves a great deal of distraction and unnecessary pain as well. Now, handling is also very linked to subpersonalities living inside of us, longing for past handler, present handler. So there is a need for a deeper work at this level as well. Now, in a few weeks, I will be starting a new course on complex relationships and how to navigate them, the different handling styles, and also connecting and reconnecting, reuniting with allies. I will be sharing a lot of different signatures that I've crossed paths with, that I studied, that I got more insights about. So I share much of what I've learned in these courses that are meant for up-leveling and upgrading here in the game. And it's also, all my courses are also great practice at frequency signature reading. Now, some of your alters won't like it, but your spirit might do. So I hope to see some of you there. And I'm very excited to come up with this new course and show up for the work and deprogram as it goes. Thank you.